Have your Bible tonight. I can follow along with us. Mark chapter number 12. Mark chapter number 12. I want to begin reading at verse 41. Just read a few verses and give you what the Lord's laid on our hearts. Amen. Be a help to you, to us tonight, for God's glory. The Bible says in Mark chapter 12, verse 41, He said, Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. And many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him the disciples, and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all of her living. I want to preach tonight for just a little while on this thought, on when a little goes a long way. On when a little goes a long way. Now the Bible tells us here of this widow that come in, and she had a widow's mite. Now I've got one right here. This is a widow's mite. I'm going to put it right here so you can look at it if you want to on the way out. I was going to pass it around, but I thought with this COVID thing, you probably don't want to handle after other people have. But I'll put it right here so you can look at it tonight, and you can see a token. It's not very big. Amen. It's just it's way smaller than a dime. It's just a little, like a little teeny tiny copper penny. All right. So you can see that. That is a mite. That's a widow's mite tonight. As we look at this tonight, we see the Lord, and we see how the Bible teaches here and instructs us here on the things of God. And in Mark's help. Now, Mark, I tell all our young people that Mark is a book of action. Amen. Immediate, forthwith, and none. It's a book of happening things. I'm glad we serve a happening God tonight. Amen. I'm glad we don't serve a God that's dead and in some tomb somewhere. But there's a true and a living God, and He's on the throne tonight to make intercession for you and I. Amen. He's ever present. Praise God to do that. And what He does right well. Amen. I'm glad I've got an advocate with the Father. Amen. When I can go to Him and He'll bless and help and He'll give us that we stand in need of every day, every moment in our life. There's never been a time that God don't know where you're at. There's never been a time that God don't know what you need. And there's never been a time that God ain't able to meet that need. You say, preacher, there's been a time in my life I've had to go without. Amen. I want to say, glory be God, I've never had a time that I didn't have my necessities. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad I've always had food on my table. I'm glad I've always had that I had to have at that instant. God has been gracious to us. I believe we're spoiled in the United States of America. We take so much for granted. Amen. God has given us that every day. We're not like some third world country where we have scrounged around trying to find a food. We're not in a place where we can't have clean drinking water and things like that. I thank God for these mountains that we have where we can come together. Amen. You can go out and find you a good cool spring, get you a drink. Amen. Praise God. You say, why do we have that? We have that because of God. Amen. But we see the Lord Jesus Christ here, and the Bible tells us here in the book of Mark that He sat over against the treasury. So we see Jesus, and He's sitting here, and He's watching as things transpire. I want to say on the authority of God's Word that He's constantly watching things that's happening. If you look over the book of Luke chapter 21, He gives us this same story, but He gives it in a little different aspect because Dr. Luke is writing the story in Luke chapter 21, verse number 1. And he said, He looked up and saw rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And He saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither two mites. And He said, of a truth I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance cast in unto the offerings of God. But she of her penury hath cast in all the living that she had. So you see in these two Gospels, as Mark and Luke's pinning them down, we see this story. We see this story of a Savior that's watching. Amen. And He's watching, and He knows down to the very penny just exactly what we possess in this world. But I'm saying, praise God, I'm glad it's that way. Ain't you? Amen. They used to be a boy I worked with. He used to make me so mad. We'd go to the drink machines and things at work, and he'd run his his hand down his pocket, he'd pull out a handful of change, and he'd go through there, and Brother Robert, he'd take the pennies and throw them on the floor till he'd get him some dimes, nickel, quarters, so he could buy him a drink. And I would go behind him, amen, I'd pick up him pennies, and he used to laugh at me. He'd make fun of me because I'd pick up them pennies. Amen. And he said, why do you do that? I said, brother, 100 of them make a dollar. Amen. Praise God. And so I'd scarf them up. Sometimes there'd be 10 or 12 of them. I'd scoop them up, put them in my pocket, take them all, put them in a jug. Amen. When I got my little jug for it, take cash in, put it in the count. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, God take care of you. Take care of yourself. There's a fellow said one time, praise God, if we'll watch, take care of the nickels, the dollars will take care of themselves. And God Almighty's a looking down, He's a watching us, praise God, to see what we'll do with that He gives us. Amen. I'm glad it's that way. But we see Jesus, He's observing us, He's watching us, He sees us where we are. Amen. He requires of us to be good stewards. Amen. So we see this, and we see Him as He's watching. He's concerned about you and I. I want to say tonight on authority of God's Word, He does not want to see you or I, the one, go without. Amen. He said He had not ever seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Amen. God said if we'd put forth effort that we'd trusted Him, amen, that He would give us that we need. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying He'd give us our daily substance. Amen. Praise God. When we put our faith and our trust in Him. But look at this story. Now, let me just give you a little intro here. We see this woman as she's coming in. Now, the Bible said that she's a poor widow woman. Amen. And as I can see this in my mind's eye, and you know, you folks, it's a part of this church, amen. Well, we're all part of the church. There's only one, praise God, but born-again believers. But those that you are members, let me say this, of Stony Fort Baptist Church, praise God, you know exactly where we're at. And we see this, praise God, we see, and you know how I am, because the Lord speaks to my heart, and I try to paint you a picture that He gives me. Sometimes my picture, it may be pretty vague, but praise God, God gives me a picture and shows us, amen, what He would have us to see. Amen. And so I see this little poor widow woman as she comes into the treasury, and I believe she probably come in unnoticed. But she was a poor widow woman. Nobody, there was no pomp, there was no parade, there was no excitement about this poor little widow woman coming in. And so she comes in, and she's unnoticed. Amen. The crowd don't see her. The disciples don't see her. The Pharisees don't see her. The Sadducees don't see her. Nobody sees, nobody pays any attention to this little widow woman as she comes in. But I want to say, sitting over against the treasury, somebody that sees her. Amen. There's somebody that knows her. There's somebody that recognizes her. There's somebody, amen, that may have been sitting there just to see her when she come in. Amen. He said, Pastor, you got a vivid imagination. That's all right. Just leave me alone. Amen. I pray God that I can see as Jesus sits there and He's a noticing. Folks are coming by and they're throwing in a little here, throwing in a little there, throwing in a lot here, throwing in a lot there. But He sees this one little widow woman that nobody notices, nobody pays attention to, but Jesus is watching her. Amen. Now I see in my mind's eye that when she left the house, she headed down there, praise God, to bring glory and honor to God. I want to say, praise the Lord, the only reason we go to the house of God is to bring glory and honor to His name. Amen. We don't go here. We don't come here to be seen. Amen. We don't come here for people to recognize us and pat us on the back. We come here, praise God, to worship God in spirit and truth. There's no big I's or little U's. It's all a great and mighty God who loves us, amen, and wants to draw us together unto Himself and unto each other, getting us ready for that glorious day of our departure when we'll leave out of here. Amen. It's soon going to be leaving time. Amen. But we see this little woman as she comes unnoticed before the world. Amen. But there's somebody there. Jesus notices her. He sees her and He knows why she's there. Amen. The Bible said that God knows the thought intent of the heart. He knows tonight why we do what we do. He knows the reasoning, amen, and what we try to accomplish. But we see what takes place. This little unnoticed woman. Not only was she unnoticed, but notice this, but she was alone. Amen. Sometimes being alone is a lonely thing, isn't it? Amen. Sometimes being alone can bring you to a place that you begin to wonder. Amen. You begin to wonder about what you're able to do and what you're able to accomplish. I never thought about this much till my dad died a few years ago. And several years. It's been 10 years ago now, I guess, isn't it? Amen. And I never thought about this scripture much till he passed away. And I realized that what my little mother was up against, all the things that she had counted on him to do and took for granted that he was there to accomplish, amen, had been taken away. Amen. It's major. It's big. When that comforter, that maid is gone. But the Bible said she comes in unnoticed. She comes in alone. In other words, her husband is gone. She was a widow woman. Her husband been taken. And in that time, in that day, in that era, it was just almost impossible for a woman to live and make it on her own. It was just so hard and the struggle was so difficult. I'm glad today, praise God, things is a little better. Amen. I'm glad today, praise God, that we have families and friends and a church, praise God, that's willing to come aside and help where we can. Amen. And I want to say this, church, listen to me. Don't you ever be too proud to call me up and say, hey, preacher, I need some help. Amen. Because that's what we're supposed to be here for. I know Brother Jeff has said during this corona thing, he said, listen, preacher, he said, pastor, let people know that, you know, I get off a lot of times around noon. If anybody needs anything, call me, so I'll get it, I'll take it to them. Amen. That's the way it's supposed to be. I'm glad God created it that way. Amen. So that we wouldn't have to be without. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad the Lord is good. And I'm glad He makes it possible for us to live our lives, praise God, even for His glory. But the Bible said this woman, she comes in this place unknown. She comes in alone, but nobody with her. Nobody notices it. But the Bible says she goes unto the treasury and she casts in two mites. Amen. Now, when you look at these mites, Brother Charles, it depends on the economy of the time that they lived in, what a mite would be worth. If economy was real good, that mite could be worth as much as 4 cents. But these times, if the economy's bad, that mite could be only worth a penny, like a cent. So she comes in and she has at the most 8 cents. Amen. She comes in and at most has 8 cents if the economy's good. Worth about 8 cents. And she comes in and she just, that's without thinking, without any reservation, she casts those two mites into the treasury. Now I like what the Bible says here. And there came a certain poor woman and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. There was no reservation. She had come to give something to the Lord, praise God, and she had done made up her mind when she got there that it wasn't hers, it was His. Amen. Now hang on, we're going somewhere with this. So she cast in those two farthings. She threw them in. Amen. And the Lord was sitting there and He observed this. Praise God. The Bible says that the Lord loves a cheerful giver. Look at 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter number 9. In verse number 6. The Bible says, Paul says this to the Christians. He said, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according to as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Amen. He said, and God is able. Now, but watch this. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Amen. So he says, listen, said God, when we sow, praise God to God, amen, without being sparing, but we sow everything, every ounce, every fiber in our being to the Lord, praise God, he rewards us bountifully so that we're never lacking in anything. Because God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. I'm not bragging on me, but I've gave away a lot of money in my life. I try to keep a little extra in my wallet, and if things of need arises, I don't hesitate. God puts it on my heart, I just pice it out. He said, well, preacher, you're crazy. No, I'm not. God's always put it back. Amen. He's always put it back in there, praise God, so that I can give it to somebody else. Amen. Praise God, Brother Jeff, we tried to outgive God. You can't. Amen. Because there's a God loving. He said, praise God, if we sow bountifully, we shall reap bountifully. Oh, God's got a bounty to give. Praise God. He said, God loves a cheerful giver, and God Almighty's a setting, he's a watching. He sees what we do and why we do it, and he rewards us accordingly. Amen. Praise God. So we see this little woman as she comes in, this poor little widow woman. Amen. A certain poor widow woman. And threw in two mites into the treasury. And we see the Lord Jesus Christ as he's observing. Amen. He wants to look upon and commend not the empty, but those that are rich in virtues. See, that's what God rewards today. He rewards our virtue. You know, preacher, what is our virtue? It's why we do what we do. Amen. And it's to bring God glory. Amen. It's to lift up the name of Jesus that he might be seen high. Praise God. And we brag on him and not on us. But we say, to God be the glory. He's the one that's able, amen, to make it possible. Without him, we'd have nothing. But praise God, I'm glad because of him, we have everything. So the Lord is sitting here and hit the treasury, and he's a watching, praise God. And he's a looking at, he's not only looking at lives, but he's looking for virtue. He's looking for people with virtuous lives. Amen. That's willing to sacrifice just a little for the glory of God. Amen. Praise his holy name. The Bible tells us in Exodus chapter 34, verse 20, he's talking about the Feast of Tabernacles, and he tells us not to go in empty. He says this, he says, none shall appear before me empty. Amen. He said, God has been gracious to you. Praise God. Said when you come in, praise God, come in and with a little bit of what he's been gracious with, and just let him know how much you appreciate him. Let God know, amen, that through virtue, through your heart, through the attitude of your life, praise God, that you recognize that God Almighty has been bountiful in your life. You say, well, preacher, he ain't never done a whole lot for me. Praise God, I look around the room and I don't see very many really skinny people. Amen. Hello. Amen. I believe every one of us is well fed and satisfied. Amen. If you ain't, it ain't God's fault. Because he puts it out there for every one of us, praise God. I told the church the other day, I was praying, been about 2 weeks, and my garden hadn't had no rain. And I got to pray, I said, Lord, God, I need some rain. You know, my garden, my corn's starting to really put out the ears, and amen, they're full and tossing, but they're rolling up, it's getting dry, and I need some rain. And it's like God spoke to me, just like I'm speaking to you today. He said, I put you in a place where there's a creek on each side of your garden. And in your little shed up there, you've got a scavenger pump, a trash pump, amen, you've got a big old fire hose they done give you. I've done supplied. He said, go throw that thing in there, put a little gas on it, and water your garden. Too bad. Dry ridge. I live on dry ridge. It'll rain sometimes right up the Rims Creek, blow my house, and stop right at the creek. Never drop a drop on the ridge. So I went out there and I got that pump out. And I went out there and I checked the oil in it, put it down there in the creek, hooked the suction hose up in, hooked my fire hose to it, run it up out to the garden, fired that thing up. And just a minute, I seen that hose begin to enlarge as that water come up through there. And I stood there in the middle of the garden. I opened up that big old fire hose. I mean, you have to hold that thing. I mean, it'll wear you out, won't it, Brother Jeff? He helped me a couple times water my garden. Hey, man, that thing will wear you out holding it. I stood there about an hour and a half, watered that garden. I mean, I soaked it from one end to the other. I mean, I just soaked it as much as you could get on it until that pump run out of gas. And by the time I got done, went down there, started to get the pump out of the creek, God just opened up the sky and poured her out. I mean, before I could get that pump out of the creek, get it back to the shed, put it up, amen, I was soaking wet, praise God. And God said, there you go, son, I give you, amen, a double portion. Amen. Praise God. He said, preacher, that one, hey, I won't tell you, God's got a sense of humor, praise God. God's got, hey, he's looking for a virtuous heart. He's looking for somebody, praise God, that'll step out on faith and say, God, if you give it to me, I'll use it for your glory. Amen. And it'll make a difference. Amen. I soaked that thing down good. God soaked that thing down good. Yesterday we went out through there and we pulled corn. I mean, just left and right. We done corn all yesterday evening. Put up probably over 200 ears of corn. And we ain't even begin to get make a dent in it. Amen. I was wondering if it was even going to make anything. Amen. But that's my thinking. But God Almighty, He's looking for some virtue. He's looking for somebody that'll trust Him, praise God. He said, hey, listen, son, I give you the means. Just go ahead and do it. He said, praise God, I'll bless it. I said, okay, God, I'm on it like a rat on a cheat hole. Whatever you want me to do, praise God, I'm going to do it for you. Amen. Amen. And then God comes along and gives a double portion. Amen. Ain't no better than Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's good to us that way. But He said not to come in empty. We see this little woman. I see in this certain poor widow woman, I see a virtuous woman. Amen. A woman of virtue. I believe I see a woman that would want the young people and the lost and the despairing and the discouraged, praise God, to see her ministering, amen, unto them. I believe I see her wanting to do something for those around her. They might, praise God, I believe when she went in and cast her 2 mites into the treasury, I believe, praise God, she wasn't looking for anything. She wasn't expecting anything. She was just bringing what she had, praise God, to give it to God, that God might use it and bless it and help somebody else down the road. I got to thinking about this, Brother Lynn, as I was studying this the other night. I got to thinking about my Grandma Massey. If you went to Grandma Massey's house, I mean, it don't matter if it was 4 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Amen. You would not leave her house without her feeding you. Amen. She'd get you down there, sitting down there talking to Grandpa, and she'd disappear. She didn't ask you if you was hungry. She didn't ask you if you'd like something to eat. She'd get up out of her chair, no matter what it was, out of her bed, wherever she was at. She'd go in there in the kitchen. She'd get to rustling around in there. And a few minutes, praise God, she'd say, hey, come on in here and eat you a bite. Amen. And she didn't take no for an answer. Amen. You wasn't going to leave her house empty. Praise God, you was going to leave her house with something on your belly. Praise God, I want to say that's virtue. That's something that's lacking in America today. Hey, we're so busy. We're so caught up in self. We ain't got time for nobody else. But I want to thank God for these old saints of God that was willing to be there and help where they could. They didn't have much. Amen. They had a garden. Amen. Granny would work that garden. Sometimes Grandpa would go off and he'd preach for a week or two here or there. He'd be gone for a few weeks. But praise God, Granny had 12 young'uns, six boys and 6 girls. And she'd get them young'uns out there and she'd get them in a garden and they spaced them out over a period. I think Aunt Lucy was born when she was 45 years old. amen, that they always had somebody coming along. Granny would take up there in the garden and she'd put them to work. And so they'd have some groceries to put on the table because they knew God would supply if they put forth a little effort. I remember as a little old tow-headed boy, I'm going over to stay with Granny, and we'd get up early in the morning. She'd get me up and feed me breakfast, and we and her load up. We'd get a hoe. She'd get a hoe, and she had a hoe about this long that the handle had been broke out. She cut the end off at where it's smooth, and she'd give that to me, and she'd say, "Come on, boy, we're going to the garden." Amen. I mean, I just barely can't remember it. Maybe four years old. And Granny would say, "Here, you do it this way." And she'd, I'd go at it. Now, I don't know, but I'd say, knowing a little old youngins like I do, I probably messed up more than I helped. Amen. I probably chopped some off here and some off there. But Granny never said a word, praise God. She'd say, "Son, just do it like Granny's doing. Do it like me." Boy, I thank God for that. You know, there was some virtue in that that God put in, that God was using to put in me, praise the Lord. He said, "If you'll just do it like this." I'm glad there's some old saints of God that was coming along back then. He said, "Youngin, if you'll just do it like this, God will bless you. God will bless it, praise God, and He'll bless you abundantly." Amen. Praise God. When a little goes a long ways, and God's in it. But we see this woman, amen, wanting to minister just like our grandmas did. I wonder if we've got that same spirit in us tonight. Amen. We're so busy. Somebody comes along, we'll want to get rid of them as quick as we can so we can run down to McDonald's and get us a hamburger. Amen. Hello? Amen. Somebody say, "Oh, me." Amen. Praise God. Ain't got time for you. I mean, you could at least ask them to go down there with you. Buy them a cheeseburger. Hey, that's the best burger they got anyways, those little old cheeseburgers. Amen? Praise the Lord. But we're losing our virtues. Amen. Praise God. You say, why would he do it? Because there's a return on a virtuous life. Amen. It's something that's acceptable to God. Amen. Offered up in piety and humility, praise God. And God will do the rest. He'll bless you and He'll honor you and He'll love you and He'll draw you unto Himself. It said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Praise God. Piety, humility. They're missing in the world today. We don't have none. Amen. We don't have it. We need it, praise God. You say, "Well, what's different about her?" Now remember, Jesus is watching. I tell you folks all the time, praise God, you don't go nowhere. Jesus don't see you. You don't do nothing that He don't know that you're doing. Amen. And you don't do anything that He don't know why you're doing it. He knows the thoughts and intents of your heart. Amen. He knows whether you're doing it for a right reason or a selfish reason. Amen. So we see her as she comes with her offering. She had done decided in her heart, praise God, that she was going to, what she was going to give to God. What do we give God? We give what's His. Amen. We give what's His. Praise the Lord. So she come with her offering and the feeling of her heart, praise God. That's why she offered it. Have you ever noticed when you give something to somebody, when you unselfishly give somebody, when you do it, let me just set this up. When you do it not expecting anything in return. Amen. You do it from the feeling of your heart because it just feels good. Amen. It feels good when you can help somebody. It encourages them. I believe she come with the attitude of looking for a good feeling in her heart, knowing that she had done good. And she come with an offering to God. But notice she come with the little that she had. She didn't come with what she expected to have. She come with what she had. Amen. And when she got there, the Bible says that she threw it in, that she threw in two mites. Amen. Which maketh a varley. She cast them in to the treasury. Amen. Praise God. Well, you said, "Preacher, how'd she come?" She come with sincerity of heart. Anytime we do anything for God, we ought to do it with sincerity of heart. with a sincere heart, a heart of love. Amen. A heart of feeling, a heart of compassion. Amen. What's wrong with America, praise God? We've lost our compassion. The Bible speaks many, many places of the Lord Jesus and the compassion that He had for the people. Amen. We don't have compassion for the people no more. Amen. But she come and cast in from the sincerity of her heart. Why? Because it was a testimony to you and I, praise God. The Lord gives her, uses her as a testimony even today. Over 2,000 years later, the Lord's her testimony is still going out. Just imagine what we could do today, praise God, that'll make a difference in somebody's life. Amen. It still blesses my heart every time I think about Granny taking care of us. Praise God, feed us. Amen. I still like, hey, and let me just tell you, young boys, there was a bunch of us in the community. Amen. Me and my brothers and then my cousins that lived up the road, they was always, Granny's house was just an open door. They was little old boys running in and out all the time. But you know the funny thing about Granny, it seemed like she always had a pile of biscuits on the table. Amen. And she'd have some jelly or some honey, praise God, and we'd be running around and we'd come through there and we'd grab us up on them biscuits, throw some jelly in it, praise God, and go out the back door. Amen. Right, because it's provided, and she didn't care, praise God. That's a testimony, praise God. A testimony of love that she had for little old tow-headed boys. Amen. Prayed for us. But she, all that she had, all that she believed, why did she do it? Because all that she had, all she possessed, praise God, she knew it belonged to God. Amen. Listen, I don't have nothing in this world. Everything I have belongs to Him. Amen. Everything I have, praise God, He give me. Praise God. You say, what was she doing? Praise God. She was showing self-denial. Amen. She was offering up a sacrifice unto God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I wonder how much we're willing to sacrifice for the Lord. Amen. We're not very sacrificial in the day we live. We've grown up a society, a last couple generations, it's a me society. Our children come up and we gave them so much. They've been so blessed. I mean, we've been able to give them so much that they expect everything that we've got right now. That we've worked for all of our lives to have. But they want it yesterday. Amen. But praise God, when we come with the self-denying, the sacrificial spirit, praise God, God begins to bless. And what happens here, the Lord sees this. He's paying attention. And He called to His disciples, and He said to them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. Now, they some big bucks going in. They some big coins rolling around. Amen? You can hear them. They got some of them things, some of them places where you can drop it in, and the coin spirals around all the way to the bottom. It's pretty cool to watch. And I see as they cast into the treasury her little coin, them two little mites hardly make a sound compared to all those others that's going in. But yet they had more weight to them than all of them put together because of her heart that she had. Praise God. The sincerity of her heart, the virtue of her heart when she come before God, offered up all that she possessed. Amen. You say, well, Pastor, are you talking about money tonight? I'm not talking so much about money, praise God, as I'm talking about her heart. I'm talking about the virtue, praise God, that we have that comes from the Lord because He's been so good to us. He's blessed us, praise God. And so what happens, we see this little widow woman, this poor little woman, and she comes in, praise God, and she offers up, she surrenders all, everything, praise God, for the power, amen, for the mercy and the relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, was it because He was watching? Amen. I don't think it would have mattered. Amen. Jesus says that there was virtue that come from this woman. Amen. It comes from within. It comes from with the heart, praise God, and it comes out on you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. The virtue comes from within. And so when we surrender our power, amen, to receive the power, the mercy, and the relationship of Lord Jesus Christ, we get it all. God opens up the heavens for us, praise God, and He pours out, and we read it or hear it bountifully. So if we sow bountifully to the Lord, not only in our time, but in our time, If we'll take time, if we'll do what we do for God's glory every day, try to be a help, never hindrance. Try to be a stepping stone and never a stumbling block. God will begin to bless us. Amen. When a little, praise God, goes a long way, it's when we commit what we have. Amen. We realize, praise God, everything that we possess belongs to God. And then God begins to bless it. That's why He would tell us, over in Romans chapter number 12, the Bible would tell us this, and I'm done. The Bible would say this in Romans chapter 12, verse number 1. He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren. Now He's speaking to brethren here. By the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. He said, you change your life, you transform your life. I preached a message one Sunday morning here on taking a jackhammer to your life. Amen. Jackhammering that. All the junk out of your life and getting rid of it and make it conformable to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because a little goes a long ways when we put it in the hands of an almighty God. You say, preacher, why are you preaching this way? Because we're coming to a day and a time when we're going to need all the help we can get. When times are hard, struggles come. This little widow woman, she come in unnoticed and she come in alone. You'd think there was nobody in the world that cared for her. Nobody in the world would take care of her. And she come in, and from the sincerity of her heart, but as if she cast in all of her living. Amen. In other words, what the Lord was saying, that what she had that she needed for her existence, she throwed it into the treasury. You say, preacher, why would she do that? Because she was putting all her trust in the Lord God of glory. Amen. She's putting all her faith in God Almighty. He said, well, preacher, well, that's kind of crazy, because she went home, had to go hungry, didn't have no food. And then, I don't believe she missed a meal. Amen. I believe God Almighty looked down on her. Lord Jesus Christ saw her, and He saw her need. He saw the sincerity of her heart, praise God. And I bet you He blessed her tenfold. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's like the woman at the well, praise God. She come to get her a pitcher of water, and she went home with the well. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I believe that little woman come down there with those two mice, cast them in the treasury. Praise God. I believe she went home rejoicing, whistling as she went. Praise God. And got home. Maybe somebody, some neighbor, some farmer down the road had come by while she is gone. And when she got to the house, sitting on the door stoop, praise God, was a whole box of groceries. Everything she'd need for a day or two or a week or a month. Praise God, was sitting there, because God Almighty had done seen the sincerity of her heart. And He done loved on her. Praise God. Because she first loved Him. Amen. When we take all our possessions, everything we own, praise God, and you say, God be the glory. Amen. God begins to bless us. When a little goes a long way, it's when we put it in God's hands. And we say, Lord, it's not mine anyway, but it's yours. Then God begins to take it, and He begins to bless it, and He begins to multiply. And we've seen Him do that so many times here in this place. We've tried to outgive God. We've never been able to do it. Amen. But God Almighty has always provided and always met the need. And we thank Him for that. Praise God. Take a little and put it in. Praise God. And God magnifies it, and it becomes a lot. We've got missionaries all over the world. I mean, literally in different places all over the world. I think we've got 21, 22 missionaries that we support every month. And praise God, God just blessing. God's helping them, and they're winning souls. They're, even during this COVID-19 thing, a lot of them, Brother Murray, and some of them are in quarantine. They can't go out but once a week for 2 hours and this and that and the other. But praise God, God's ministered to them, and God's allowing them to go into the police departments and begin to minister there. And they're saying 50 here, 50 there, and 100 here. Let me just tell you this, and I'll hush. He said it was a police department he went into, and the captain of the police department wasn't very pleased with having them there. But they went in and they was able through folks like us, they was able to take a little gifts with them as they went in to kind of help those officers just a little bit, because they got very little paychecks, just like most of our police officers here. They don't make great big money. And so they'd take and give that to them. And the police, the captain didn't like very much them coming in. But after a time or two, he seen that they was coming in and they was bringing in and they wasn't asking for nothing. But pray God, from the sincerity or the heart, they wanted to come in. They wanted to help them. They wanted to help them physically and spiritually. And they said that the captain come to him the other day, and he said, boy, we sure do appreciate you coming here. Amen. Changes attitude because of the sincerity of the heart. It makes a difference. Amen. Why? When a little goes a long way. When a little bit of sincerity of heart, attitude of heart, it goes a long way. God begins to take it, and He begins. God's a God of multiplication. Amen. Everywhere in the Bible, He said He'll add to you. Amen. To twofold, threefold, fivefold, tenfold. Praise God. God is a God of multiplication. He's able to take a little and make it go a long way. Amen. And we need Him more than we need anything else. We need each other. We need to be gracious to the Lord. Amen. Giving God, giving Him what we possess, what we have. Amen. Our minds, our bodies, our souls, our strength, our work, our sacrifice. Amen. Unto the Lord. He said, because after all, it is our reasonable service.